Good morning. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means. The Saturday Morning Hustle podcast. Outworking the competition while they are still sleeping. We're in the office on Saturday, getting ahead, hustling and grinding. And today I'm doing things completely different. I've changed the setup. I've changed my video position. I've changed my microphone position. I have added new equipment to the scenario. You can't see that and you probably can't hear it, although hopefully it sounds better and I hope it looks better on the videos as well. But I'm doing these things in order to stay out of a lull, keeping out of a routine, not getting set in my ways and not pushing myself out of my comfort zone. Those are all bad things. So interrupting your patterns on a regular basis, making changes, challenging yourself, experimentation, even if it fails, you could still learn something from it. These are all good things for us as individuals, for managing a team, for challenging your coworkers and your collaborators. And when you run a business, the idea of 80-20 experimentation versus what works, not getting too set in your routines and interrupting your patterns are valuable and valid ways that you can make sure that you're always developing, growing, and not simply doing what you've always done. So let's break this all down. How does making a change benefit a business? Because opportunity comes from change. Opportunity is change. You never have an opportunity. You have never have something that is successful that is just simply doing the same thing. We already have that. But to increase your opportunity to make a better, more successful option, you have to change something. Growth is change. You can't grow a business. You can't develop a brand if you're not changing, because you have to adapt to what's working, doing more of that, doing less of what doesn't, etc. So the whole process of running a business and being successful, developing a brand, of even developing a product or a service over time, is the continual change and evolution of that product or service. But you can't get hung up on sticking only with what works. You have to experiment. You have to try things, even if you expect it to fail, because sometimes great strides are made in things that you didn't expect to work, whether you thought it was a bad idea or it didn't make sense of something else you were doing, or simply you couldn't understand how it would pay off in a successful way. But the 80-20 rule, 80% of what you know works, 20% experimentation, is a very, very valid rule for running a business. But it's the same when trying to manage your staff, when it's trying to collaborate with other people, or even just trying to keep yourself motivated. You can't do the same thing over and over again. Human beings are terrible at getting lulled into a routine. Human beings' brains don't really like that. They don't really appreciate that. And even if they convince themselves that they're doing things the easy way, the efficient way, that this is the way that works, so this is how we do it, they still get bored with it very quickly. On the business side of things, your audience can get bored with you very quickly if you continue to do the same thing over and over again as well. This is why every piece of tech is continually upgrading itself. This is why there are new models of automobiles every year. This is why the fashion industry completely changes their vision of what fashion should be every single year, every single season, because doing the same thing over and over again is boring and it's a dead end for human beings. Human being brains do not like that. So the same thing apply if you are a leader of a team, if you're running a business, if you're the boss, even if you're mid-management. Creating opportunities to experiment, to change, to get out of normal patterns, not radical. I'm not saying that you change, that you pivot the business every third day for no apparent reason. That would be crazy. But challenging the way things are done, challenging assertions, challenging your system, asking the question, is this the best way to do it? Are we doing the best? Are we delivering the best product? Are we delivering the best service? Is it delivered the way most effectively, efficiently it can? Can we cut costs without cutting quality or the user experience? Can we offer something that's never been offered before? Can we disrupt an entire industry by looking at it from the exact opposite, or up is down, black is white, in is out, etc.? Doing something radically different will challenge your ideas, at the very least, you go back to where you started with, that is the right way. We've challenged it. We know that to be true. And in the process, in and of itself, is a pattern interrupt, and you're getting to do something different for at least an hour or a day or a week or alongside with your normal work routine. These things all go hand in hand. So always be looking at finding ways to experiment, having that 20% of experimentation, trying to get out of routines, especially when getting out of that routine is getting into something else that is beneficial in a completely, or not completely, but definitely a separate way than people's normal business activity happens. So you're not going to ask the engineering department to go to accounting or legal, but you can ask the legal team to sit in with the marketing team and just simply brainstorm ideas, or to talk through their process, have them explain their process. The same thing with people from other departments, just coming into a department of a building, of a business, or from one team to another, and just simply asking, like, how do you do things? Why do you do it that way? How did you develop this process? Even if anything, nothing changes out of it, there's better understanding between them, and the examination of it, and we examined it, and we did decide this is still the best way to do it, is validation, and it's something that moves forward in a good way. And your team members have been challenged. They've been taken out of their routine. Their opinions and voices are valued throughout the company, not just within their department. And they might come up with some good ideas. They might say, why do you do it this way? And if you can't explain it very well, maybe it needs to be examined. Or sometimes the old scenario of, this might sound like a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. We all know about no such thing as dumb questions, right? Sometimes the dumbest question, sometimes the simplest, why can't you just do it this, almost childlike wonderment, can actually lead to really good ideas, because the best ideas are the simplest ideas. So a simple idea, a simple why can't you do this, why don't you do this, why do you do it this way, from someone else who doesn't do it every day like that, thus ask the question, in and of itself has the opportunity to create a better way of doing things. And at the very least, you can validate the system or the process that you have in place now. So all of these ideas, challenging yourself as an individual, challenging your team members, challenging your organization, looking at developing, growing, and doing things differently with your business, because that's what your audience is looking for. All of that feeds back into the idea of stay consistently with what works 80% of the time, challenge or experiment or do something different 20% of the time, and use that as a catalyst for growing or developing the company, because you are working through this process and not simply just doing what you do. Because doing what you do over and over again is routine. People get very apathetic about their actual quality level when it's sort of mechanical, when it's an assembly line in a situation that doesn't require assembly line, because they don't have input, they don't have a separate interaction, they're not putting their personal stamp on it as well. And people's quality goes down, their attention to detail goes down, and they become very machine-like if you treat the people in your business like machines. So instead, do the exact opposite. Do not treat them like machines. Challenge them. Stimulate them, get their juices flowing, get their ideas going, get exchanges of ideas, and sometimes that dumb question can actually be the catalyst for a good idea that can be developed into something that is productive for the company, everyone involved in the process, from the person who had that dumb idea, that's not really a dumb idea, all the way through the boss who finally gives the approval to do it, and everyone else involved has buy-in in the process and has challenged themselves and has gotten out of their comfort zone and has a different way of thinking and looking at things and understands teamwork, communication, collaboration, etc. So not doing the same thing all the time, changing up your scenario, moving your desk, moving your chair, bringing a plant in when you didn't have a plant, changing the desktop screen, changing something on a regular basis is a catalyst for development, for growth, and for potential success. Success comes from change. Change is an opportunity. If you look at it that way, if you embrace it, if you're happy when things are different, if you will make sure that things are different, that you make sure that the routines, even the ones that are highly productive, that are in that 80% of we should be continue doing it because it works really well, there's still smaller aspects. There's very little pieces inside the big piece, inside the big picture, that can be manipulated, it can be changed. Sometimes it simply is, we do it on Wednesday, well, this time we're going to do it on Thursday. We're going to take off early today and go to the park. We're all going to go outside and get some sunshine. We're going to trade desk and sit from a different perspective. We're going to go into a different apartment. We're going to have a visitor in. We're going to have a guest speaker. All kinds of things like this is just enough to get everyone out of their routine, to let them experience something different, let them reset themselves, their brain, reset their feet, reset their spine, and then move forward in a better, different, and more interested and engaged way. So don't be afraid of change. In fact, embrace it. Don't look at things that are challenges as negative. Always look at challenges as positive. At the very least, you can learn something from it. If not, create a new or different or better process because of that challenge. And you're promoting communication, teamwork, and overall corporate culture or morale. These are all good things. These are all great things. And it comes from simple ideas and simple challenges to the system. So interrupt those patterns. Do something different. Don't let yourself get in a rut. Don't let your team get in a rut. Don't let your business get into a rut. Never take for granted how the process works. Always be examining, always be growing, and you always have the opportunity to be successful. Good luck. Saturday morning hustle. Saturday morning hustle. Saturday morning hustle. Wake up and get